person.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
And welcome to Living Beyond Limits and our service in the park. I'm so glad that you've joined us here this morning. As you all know, I am Reverend Jennifer Speer, and we are a part of Centers for Spiritual Living. And so I'm going to begin our service today by reading our mission statement. And if you know it, I invite you to say it along with me. And if you don't know it, I invite you just to take it in. And it goes like this. We are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world. And so that's what we are each up to here at Living Beyond Limits. We are giving ourselves the opportunity to awaken to that divine presence that lives within us. That divine presence that really is our own essential nature. Because what happens is it's as we wake up to the fact that that presence of the infinite is within us and that it is innate to our own being, but then we come to recognize that all of those qualities of spirit already reside within us. That peace already resides within us. That love already resides within us. That wholeness is the very essence of who we are. Because what happens is as we come to recognize that then when the world is not reflecting back to us, say, love or peace, or telling us that we are somehow less than, we aren't reliant upon the world to tell us who we are. We already know inside of here. And as we're able to do that, then we're able to bring love and peace into a situation that doesn't look loving or peaceful. And as we do that, we are acting as a beneficial presence in the world and as a beneficial presence to ourselves. Because as you know, when you have that inner realization of your own wholeness and your own power and your own peace, that then you feel more peaceful and more empowered. And so it changes your life, it changes your interactions, it changes how people respond, and because we are part of this collective whole, it has an effect on the whole. And so I say thank you to every single one of you for answering the call of your own spirit, which is none other than the divine within you, to be walking this path and to be being a beneficial presence in this world. So thank you for that. And so as we begin our service this morning, I'm going to invite our practitioner, David Conant, to come forward. He is going to come up and lead us in an evocation as we begin to evoke an awareness of the presence of spirit that is always right where we are, all around us as well as within us, and do a contemplative reading for us. And so what I invite you to do right now is just to kind of settle into yourself and to turn a little bit inward and to join us in singing the song We Are One by Denise Rosier, which will lead us into that invocation.
Morning. I recognize and I am grateful for the opportunity we have to be together as the spiritual family that is Living Beyond Limits. And on a day that has special meaning for so many. This makes it very easy for us to experience our oneness with spirit. We don't need to go anywhere to experience our oneness with our divine companion. We are always at one with it. And that is why it is called our divine companion. Because of this, the only thing we do is to welcome the inner light into our perfect lives. The same is true for living beyond limits. And today, we are right in the middle of this great companion of our souls. The one source is here with us. It is here and manifesting through Reverend Jennifer. This guarantees that we hear a message perfect for each one of us. I bless Reverend Jennifer. I also bless Ray for the spirit that is always manifesting through him. I bless the practitioners. I bless everyone here. And I bless all spiritual paths. And so it is. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My reading today is from The Art of Being Yourself by Frank Richelieu. And it is from a chapter entitled An Unfinished Masterpiece. It goes like this. One of the most beautiful, challenging, and rewarding pursuits of life is the art of being yourself. Not just your personality self, but your real self. Your real self is dynamic, exquisitely unique, so that it defines all your pre-existing concepts or imaginings. Getting to know you and the reality of your being can be the most fulfilling experience of your life. We stem from reality, or the truth, the all that is. And this knowing opens the channels through which divine inspiration flows into our stream of consciousness. When we relate to the source, we are tied in with an infinite power and become powerful instruments for higher expression. As you become aware of the connection with the whole and express from the spiritual nature within, everything else will begin to fall into place. Living from the real self of you is the key that unlocks all the doors of your consciousness and makes all things possible for you. Therefore, know that within you is your own spark of divinity, making you one with essential power and one with all of humanity. It is your awareness that enables you to throw off all limitations and resurrect your life and lift you to a higher level of consciousness. And so it is.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Is it loud enough? Okay. So happy Easter, everybody.
Happy Easter.
So the title of my talk today in honor of Easter is Above and Beyond. And what I'm talking about today is the symbolism of the Easter story and how it applies to us today. And so the Easter story is a story about transformation. It's a story about rising out of that which is limited and that which is limiting and leaving those limitations behind so that we might be born into something greater. And so Jesus, the Christed one, rising out of the tomb transfigured, is symbolic of him rising out of this material world, this world of form, and into a heavenly realm. Stepping out of a world of struggle and a world of limitation, and stepping into a heavenly realm of freedom and of liberation and of boundlessness. And so that story of renewal and rebirth has been told throughout eons of time, long before Jesus was on the scene. And so during pagan times, the spring equinox was celebrated at this same time of year. In fact, you probably all know that Easter was actually laid over that pagan celebration so that they're happening at the same time. And during pagan times, the goddess Oster was celebrated. That is where the word Easter comes from, is from that goddess Oster. She was the goddess of the dawn and the goddess of spring. She is the goddess of new beginnings and renewal and rebirth. And she is responsible for all of the newness that spring brings. Oster's symbol is the rabbit. And you know, the rabbit is symbolic of fertility and of new life and of being pregnant with possibilities. And during those pagan times, eggs were colored in brightly colors just like we do today. And the eggs also represented new life and represented the sun. For often they were painted gold, and that was in honor and recognition and affirmation of the return of the sun after the dark, long nights of winter. And so, we'll wait for that far. And so, after that long and dark of winter and the dormancy of winter, Oster brings beginnings and rebirth. And so today, as we celebrate Easter here in the United States, we have an amalgamation of both of those things. We have Jesus and his transfiguration, his rising out of the tomb, and we have Easter baskets and Easter eggs and chocolate bunnies. But one of the new things that the Easter story of Jesus brings forward is the fact that Jesus showed us that the life of God is indestructible, that the life of God is changeless and eternal. He showed us that about himself, but also about you and me. That we are also, there is that within us that is eternal and changeless and endless. And so then the Easter story is twofold. It's telling us that we live in that realm of infinite possibilities, that we live in a realm of fresh starts and new beginnings, and it's also telling us that there is something within us that is eternal, that is indestructible, and it is the very essence of life. And so Eric Butterworth, in his book, Discover the Power Within You, said, "The great truth that Jesus teaches is that you do not have to die to be immortal. You are immortal right now. Immortality has nothing to do with time. It is beyond. It is in and of another dimension. We all live in immortality. the Christ in you, the divinity in you, is immortal. That not only means that you will live forever, but it also means that you live in deep foreverness right now. This means that in the midst of any experience, at any time, you can be still and take the step into eternity. In that instant, the part becomes immersed in the whole. The limited becomes limitless. And so, like I said, the title of my talk today is Above and Beyond. And what I'm talking about is that our essential nature is eternal. Our essential nature is immortal. Not at some time in the future, but right now. And that part of us that is eternal and that is immortal is the part of us that has the power to overcome anything of this material world. And we can step into that dimension, into that essence, into that energy of eternity and immortality at any moment in our lives. And that dimension of immortality, that dimension of eternality, is above and beyond all duality. That dimension is a dimension of love and of peace and of wholeness and of all possibility, all potential, and all power. The problem is that so often we don't identify with that part of ourselves. Instead, we identify with our very human self. We identify with our personality. We identify with our ego. We identify with our past and whatever has happened to us. We identify with our experiences. We identify with our thoughts and with our feelings. And then we think that that is who we are. We get mesmerized by this material world, and we think that it is ultimate reality. And we think that this physical world we live in is the thing that is real. And then we think that this material world has power over us and dominion over us. But it's kind of like driving through the desert where you see a mirage. You know, from one perspective, that water on the road or that water on the sand looks really real. But that's only from one perspective. When we get closer, it disappears. When we come from a different perspective, it disappears. When we come from a different perspective, we can see that it never really was true or actual or real. So we think that the material world has power over us. We think that the job market has power over us, or that our spouse's mood has power or dominion over us. We think that our boss at work has power over us, or that the economy has power over us, or that age has power over us. But that's only seeing life from one perspective. I know that every single one of us, we want to know that we are not victims to this world, that we're not victims to our experiences, and that we're not stuck. Instead, we want to have freedom, the freedom of choice, the freedom to choose, the freedom to create the lives that we want to live. And we do, because we have the freedom to choose how we think, and we have the freedom to choose what we believe, and we have the freedom to choose what we feel. And we have the freedom of perspective, which perspective it is that we want to take of our lives. And then because there is this thing called the law of correspondence, our outside world comes to reflect what those most deeply held beliefs are and where we are coming from in our perspective. New beliefs create new thoughts, which in turn create new actions, which in turn creates a whole new life outside of us and within us. And so I saw an image on the internet this week that was actually of an eagle with a crow on its back. And the eagle was in mid-flight with this crow on its back. And the caption under it said, "The only bird that dares to peck at an eagle is the crow. He sits on his back and bites his neck. The eagle does not respond or fight the crow. It does not spend energy or time on the crow. It just opens its wings and begins to ride higher and higher into the heavens. The higher the flight, the harder it is for the crow to breathe, and then the crow falls down due to lack of oxygen." As we rise higher in our perspective, as we rise above the problems and the challenges and the things that seem to not be working, as we rise higher in perspective, those things that aren't working can die from lack of oxygen, just like on that eagle's back. But it takes us being mindful. It requires that we be mindful. Mindful of what we're thinking and what we're believing and what perspective we're coming from. It takes being mindful and noticing, are we coming from a belief in scarcity or a belief in lack? Am I coming from a place that is being critical and judgmental or unforgiving? Am I coming from a place where I am believing that I somehow am not enough or that I don't deserve? Because all of those are coming from that ego's perspective, what Ernest Holmes calls the man of the earth. None of those are coming from that place within us that is eternal and immortal, that contains knowingness within itself. It takes us being mindful and asking, am I coming from the ego's perspective, or am I coming from that within me that is eternal and immortal and whole and one with God, the part of me that is of God? Joel Goldsmith said in The Art of Spiritual Healing, "The I in the midst of me is God, infinite, omnipresent, omnipotent, and omniscient, the only power. There is no power besides the I that I am. The I that I am is immortal and eternal. Because of my oneness with the Father, my oneness with the I that I am, all the intelligence, all the wisdom, all the life, all the spirituality, all the power, all the good, and all the grace of God are embodied within me." So, Easter calls for us to be transformed. Easter calls for us to see through the eyes and to live from the consciousness of the I that I am. But it takes paying attention, and it takes choosing which consciousness we want to come from, which consciousness we want to see through, and which consciousness we want to bring to the world. Ernest Holmes said, "Turn to me and you shall be made free. Be still and know that I am is your real self." So Easter is here to remind us, to to remind us that we can rise out of whatever is holding us down. That we can rise out of whatever is holding us back. That we can rise out of anything that is keeping us small. Anything that is keeping us from living a life of freedom and a life of joy and a life of our own authentic power. And that instead we can step into a dimension, step into the consciousness of non-duality, step into that energy and that consciousness of wholeness and of love and of peace. The realm of the absolute, the realm of abundance, the realm of all potential. We can remember that it is in dying to the lesser that we are born into the greater. We can use Easter as a reminder that there is that within us always which is eternal and immortal. That within us which is made of the living spirit. And we can remember that like Jesus, the Christed One, we are here as representatives of the divine. That we are here as representatives of infinite love. We are here as representatives of power and of wisdom and of beauty. We are here as representatives of that which is the cause behind all things, and that presence that lives within all things. So my invitation to you on this Easter Sunday is to stop and to get quiet and to connect with the I Am presence within you, with the I of your own being. To take time to stop and connect with that within you, which is eternal and immortal. The I Am, your own eternal nature. And then to see your life and to see the life around you from that perspective. My invitation to is to practice mindfulness. To pay attention to your thoughts and your feelings and the perspective in which you are coming from. And when you notice that you are having thoughts that are restrictive, thoughts that are fearful, thoughts that are keeping you small, or that are filled with judgments or doubts or worries, to know that that is not the part of you that can overcome anything. That is not the part of you that can overcome whatever seems to not be working in your life. And instead, to tune into the part of you that is that I Am. To tune into the part of yourself that is immortal and eternal and one with all wisdom. And one with all potential. For in this place is where truth lies. And there lies your own transformation. And so happy Easter to each and every single one of you. Happy transformation. Happy rising above and beyond. And blessings to each and every single one of you on this Easter Sunday and on every day. Blessings to you. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. Oh my goodness, how good it is just to marinate in these words of truth. To marinate in my awareness of the presence of the infinite. That infinite one whose center is everywhere, whose circumference is nowhere. That infinite one that contains within itself all good, that is the very nature of good itself. The presence of the Infinite One in whom is well pleased of each of us. And for I know that right now that entire kingdom has already been given, that we live in this kingdom of the Infinite One, and that it lives within us. And so today we rise up. We lift our awareness above this material world and all that is happening here, and we elevate our awareness to that place of the infinite. For this is where we have come from, and this is in what we live right now. And it is this that is our true essence. It is this that lives within us, that which is boundless, that which is free, that which contains no opposites but is infinite possibilities of all good. And so today we step into the consciousness of our own I am-ness, knowing that not only does that presence exist all around us, but that I am presence is our own essential nature. And so today we remember that, and we commune with that. And as we do that, we come to the world differently. We come to the world with more choices, and we come to the world with greater peace, and we come to the world with greater power, and we come to the world with more love. For love is what we have come from, and love is what we have come as. And so it is with a grateful heart that I release this prayer. It is with a grateful heart that we each live in this presence, with this presence, as this presence, and by this presence. And so I release this prayer in gratitude, and I say, and so it is. And so I believe David Conant has an affirmation that he's going to come share with you.
Thank you. If you would repeat after me. Today I tune into the I that I am.
Today I tune into the I that I am.
I see life from this perspective.
I see life from this perspective.
I step out of the lesser into the greater.
I step out of the lesser into the greater.
And so it is.
And so it is now time for our offering. And so if you brought an offering with you today, I invite you to bring that up, and you can place it in this basket. And at the same time, I would like to thank each and every single one of you who is continuing to support Living Beyond Limits via online. Lots of you have been doing that. So I invite you to join me in a blessing of this offering. How rich it is simply to be together. How rich it is to be a part of this community. How rich it is to be living this life of God. And so it is in this energy of a grateful heart, in this energy of gratitude and of openness, that I bless this offering today. knowing that it has blessed each of us that is here today, and that this offering is transmuted into ministry, so that this ministry of Living Beyond Limits might continue to be a beneficial presence in this world. And so I bless this offering. I bless everyone that is here today, and I bless the entire Living Beyond Limits community. And I invite you with me to send a blessing out into this world to each and every person, to each and every home, to each and every heart, to each and every life. And I say thank you, God, and so it is. And so I have a couple of invitations for you. One is that we will be here in 2 weeks again, so I invite you to join us again. Two, that we are doing a book club. We are reading the book Tattoos on the Heart by Father Gregory Boyle. We are going to be having a book club and meet and talk about that book on April 13th on Zoom at 7 p.m. I cannot recommend the book highly enough. It is so heartwarming. And I told someone the other day who's already read it, as have I, I'm reading it my second time, that it is elixir for the soul. It is such a fabulous, open-hearty, opening-your-heart kind of book and inspiring. So I invite you to join us for that. We will not be doing Connection and Spiritual Practice online this coming Thursday, but we will begin meeting again the following week for the next 3 weeks after that. And then we're going to begin a new class on May 6th that is part two of the class that we just finished. It is called Keys to Spiritual Practice. It's a three-week class. I'll be sending out an email about that sometime soon, so we would love to have you join us for that. I'm going to teach it twice again if we get enough people signed up, once at 12:30 and then once again at 7 p.m. The last class was really great, and we had a really great time, and so I hope that you will join us for the second one. I want to let you know that we are continuing to do ministry of prayer. If you have a prayer request, you can give it to Barbara Conant. Will you raise your hand, Barbara? And she will make sure that that prayer request gets out to the practitioners. Barbara and David have prayer shawls at home. If you would like to be gifted with a prayer shawl, that is available to you to gift to yourself or someone else. And last is Ray invites you to join our YouTube channel, which gives you a one click to all of our videos. And so, happy Easter to you. Know that you are loved and that you are a part of this family, whether we are together or not, and how valuable and important and cherished each and every single one of you are. So happy Easter, and have a fabulous day.